you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a wee little hair after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher, crabdiving.com, your favorite podcasting app. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it. It's Faithless Friday, y'all.
Yay.
We're going to be here for the next couple hours. Lots of Faithless Friday-ing to do.
Fuck you, Sky Guy.
I personally am a little worked up about this whole God thing with the ripping out Bible verses to explain their heinous, evil, ripping families apart, fucking heartless goddamn policy. Join us on social medias at Crab Diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. And that's it. Yeah. Strap in, everybody. Yay. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I feel like every Republican right now is just a dickhead. They're like that. What's that sheriff from Smokey and the Bandit? Sheriff Buford T. Justice. Just a bunch of fucking southern assholes. Racist. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of that going on. I just read something this morning about the Southern Baptists split off because they wanted slavery.
Oh, I didn't know. They did. Like the Southern Baptists.
They broke off from the Baptists because they wanted to justify, they were using the sections that they highlighted in their bullshit Bible to justify slavery.
That's hilarious.
Remarkably, the same passage, one of the same passages that Jefferson Beauregard fucking Sessions III used yesterday. I'm going to play the audio of his mellifluous, racist, scumwad tones.
You know, we said it where everybody thought it was going to get worse. Like, as we go farther in this administration,
It's going to get worse too.
What's he going to do that's worse than this shit at the border?
Manafort's going to jail. I mean, he'll start putting, he'll start putting journalists in jail, like Erdogan. Start arresting, arresting, college professors like Erdogan did.
Yeah.
That were evil. These evil college professors.
You know what's scary, dude? Like, you know, what if we had another terrorist attack here?
I think we should be ready for a false flag because, and I'm not being hyperbolic. Because it's exactly what Hitler did with the Reichstag fire.
Yeah.
They set it on fire themselves.
Right.
And then we're like, oh my God, look at this lawless country trying to burn down the Reichstag.
Even if there's a false flag and it's not from Trump, I mean, it could be from some whacked out right wing nut job militia faction somewhere in the middle of fucking nowhere. Oh God. We're at the mercy of these wackos. These evangelical wackos.
Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Cussin' Atheist Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon every time you go. And whatever you buy, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here. We get a little shekel here and there.
We get paid, baby.
And we have much love for those that do.
Ooh, a whole lot of love.
Whole lot of love.
Wow.
Many, many.
Not that much.
Many love.
Not really. I mean, you know.
I love
some love. A whole lot of love.
Help us get money.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
For doing this?
There's a price tag for everything. There's a price for everything.
Speaking of the Republicans, the
yes.
Lots going on. Let's get right to the headlines. And I don't know, you know, there's so many to choose from. My guess is HuffPo has, I haven't looked, so
right.
I'm not cheating. I'm not Republican. I'm guessing HuffPo has Manafort going to jail. And Drudge Report has, oh, my God, the Inspector General, Comey, Comey, Comey.
Oh. I think the Inspector General pick on Drudge is a lock, Pat. And I think the HuffPo on the cover, I did see this one story. Willie Nelson is speaking out against the splitting
something
up of families.
Oh, good for him.
I mean, do you think he's a bigger headline, him speaking out, than Manafort going to jail?
No, I wouldn't.
I'd be the worst editor at a paper.
I wouldn't have that one.
We're bumping that story.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Whenever okay. I get angry, okay. It's always worth playing that clip okay. because it just makes me laugh. But then the same
moment,
thing happens with Alex Jones. I start thinking, oh, my God, people voted for this guy.
Wait. Let's not rush to this Louis Gohmert thing. Let's give this.
Are we going to dissect the Louis Gohmert clip again?
Yeah. The moment before he says, well, is my favorite moment ever. Because I can't see him, but I can hear him. I can hear his brain.
The little wheels turning in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, his brain is about to say, oh, God. I'm going to go into the jack-off thing, you know?
Oh,
you know what I
you
mean?
You know what he's in his head. He's got like two extras from 300 all oiled up, rubbing each other.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It just seems like, I feel like, you know, like right before, right before you exercise or something, you take that breath. You're like, okay, I'm going to pick this weight up. I just feel like that's what's happening in this moment. I don't know. But maybe you're right. He's been waiting for this moment. He wants to tell the story about the gladiators jacking one another off.
Oh, I think he frequently.
Why is
when he's
somebody,
alone, he tells himself the story of the gladiators rubbing each other.
Why does he make a point to say it was same-sex people?
Because it's gays in the military, yeah.
But Louis, I don't know what you saw on this cable show that you're probably basing all this shit you claim to know on. Did women ever come along and jack off the dudes, or it was just dudes jacking dudes? I don't know. I'm just curious.
No. Over at the... Wait, did I do the news bullshit thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Behind the crab diving moat, the crab diving snipers. No snipers.
It's a gun-free zone, right?
This is, what?
It's a gun-free zone.
Yeah, mostly. I don't know, what's the date? It's June 15th, 2018.
The year of our motherfucking goddamn non-existent lord.
These are your headlines?
I read the alternate.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
If eight
is HuffPo, my guess was
right.
Paul Manafort. And survey says, the headline, nightmare, 2,000 kids already split from families, but it's okay. Because they're brown.
They're not white. I'd like to thank the Academy for this tremendous war crime. What is this that he's doing?
The Republican hordes applauding at the thought of children crying for their parents being ripped away.
Didn't the UN call us out already on this. What do they call it, though? They called it a... It's not a war crime. Nobody's at war. It's fucked up, man. It's
a human rights violation, human rights they called it.
And aren't we getting...
Trump's like, I love violations.
Oh, yes. You remember Nikki Haley? She's in charge of... she's Secretary of the UN, right?
Yeah, you sure?
Some bullshit with her talking about how they want to get out of the... some human rights council or something because they don't like
they don't like human rights.
Well, no, they don't like you. The UN is denouncing what Israel's doing to Palestine.
Oh yeah, we're the only ones.
So we're gonna pull out of the human rights club or whatever the fuck that is in the UN.
The rest of the world wanted to condemn Israel for what it's doing, and we used that ridiculous veto, which. Is some bullshit. I don't know how that stuff works.
I don't know.
That a certain number of assholes get to veto the rest of the world. No, sorry. How is that a United Nations?
I have no fucking idea.
When we can throw a little temper tantrum and say, no, we're vetoing it. Or Russia. Bashar al-Assad uses gas on his people, and the UN wants to condemn it, and Uncle Nipples says nyet, and therefore it doesn't happen. How does that fucking make sense?
Because there's too many people have a vote on this planet.
But that's the way the UN works. It doesn't make sense with that Security Council, the permanent veto twunts who can including us who could just say we're not playing, we're gonna use our magic veto card and say fuck y'all.
I don't know, this planet is so fucked right now. Sometimes I feel like the only thing that's gonna save us is who is Kurt Russell's character in Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2?
Oh, spoiler alert, Star-Lord's father.
Star-Lord's dad.
I don't remember. I don't know what his name is.
Don't you think we need his dad to come in and save us? He's got that fancy spaceship or something. Can he
somebody
fix our planet?
I think...
God damn it.
I don't know. If I was an alien, I'd choose the Hitchhiker's Guide solution.
You'd turn us into a road?
Pave it. Save the dolphins and pave it.
Hey, Starfleet Federation, if you've traveled back to our time period through time and shit, please take that prime directive and shove it up your asshole.
We put children in prison camps. Why should we exist?
I don't know, dude.
Plead our case to the universe's jury that we're a civilized world.
I read this thing in the Times, this opinion piece, and here's what we can do. Call your congressman, go protest, go vote. That's it. Well, what a bunch of shitty choices.
Well, what else is there to do?
If you look through history, I mean...
Thoughts and prayers?
Right.
Sling some thoughts and prayers at people?
Kate, go get my crystals. The good ones.
So the headline says...
You ever get into crystals or anything?
No, I know.
We
both know somebody that does, though. We both know somebody that does.
Yes.
Which was... This friend from Chicago actually came to visit crab diving in Los Angeles at one point.
That's right.
Set up her laptop one day to work and like went through her little bag of crystals chose one or two to put next to her laptop.
You know what the interest? Go ahead.
Because of the vibes of the room and the day and everything. And
I will tell you this.
I was very sympathetic.
Well, I will tell you this.
I didn't make fun of that. Dude,
that was my point. People that are into that stuff, they don't have a sense of humor about it.
Yeah, I know.
They don't hear one fucking joke.
Don't care.
Yeah. I mean, I've been on the wrong end of that one, but that particular made a joke about it.
Make
fun of all my crystals all the time. And I was like, I'm sorry, you're right. They make sense.
They make completely sense.
I don't know.
Why don't you wave an amethyst at me to shut me up?
Wait, Gwyneth Paltrow told me, right?
Why don't you quartz me?
Don't quartz me. Hey, didn't Gwyneth Paltrow say that you shoved a shard of cubic zirconium in your hoo-ha to make
I don't know,
to make it more buoyant?
She's got something. There's another one recently that she was, it was not lady parts related, but it was something ridiculous it was a lemonade charcoal cleanse. Which she's apparently recommending, and doctors are like, don't do that.
Lemonade charcoal cleanse. What do I do? Treat charcoal and lemonade?
Drink, like some lemonade mixed with charcoal. Or you eat some briquettes. Well, I don't know. I didn't look it up to see what the...
A lot of people do this charcoal thing. I've heard about this.
I've heard, yeah. I've
you drink it. You drink charcoal and it makes your life better.
I'm sure.
Try it, Kate.
It makes your shit black.
Oh, yeah.
The Trump administration separated... Here, everybody, let's be proud of being Americans.
Woo!
The Trump administration separated nearly 2,000 immigrant children from parents or guardians at the border over the span of 6 weeks. Because, you know, MS-13 is bringing their kids with them. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Right? A rapist and a drug mule is bringing their toddlers along.
This is a fucked up time. I mean, I was thinking about this yesterday. We talked about this. Like, all these kids get separated. How are they going to find their family units again? Are they going to find their parents? Are they going to be reunited? And what abuses are going on in these fucking goddamn facilities? You can't tell me, you know, if the kids aren't properly cared
for. Well, yeah, even the kids turn into kids. It turns into fucking Lord of the Flies.
You're institutionalizing people. What do you think happens to people when you put them in cages? Nothing good. We were listening to some dude on MSNBC talking about what happens to kids emotionally when they have to flee as refugees, when they have to go to refugee camps, when they, you know.
And again, regardless of where they end up, it might be a clean facility and they may have pool tables and PlayStations.
Yeah, that one that everybody got to see. Yeah.
But nonetheless, they're still separated from their families.
Why would some fucking asshole think to, well, we've got pool tables.
Yeah, well,
fuck
you. We got pool tables.
God, I was listening to that fucking guy on MSNBC talk about that. I'm like, okay, enough about the beautiful facility with the fucking pool
tables.
Well,
his point, though, was that the people running the facility should not be faulted because they're doing a good job with what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, they shouldn't just stop. This is not something people should just see.
Well,
there's
a story in the LA Times today of a guy who quit. Who's like, I can't do this. This is horrible. He said
quit.
He was told to tell three siblings that were being processed that they couldn't hug.
He said
three kids were like, the older child was trying to comfort the two younger ones who were terrified and were crying. And that they were told you can't hug.
You know, man, I know people, this is their full-time job and this is where their money is coming from. I get it. I understand that. But at what point do you want to tear children away from their parents?
Well, but if you're working for HHS, though, and your job is to care for children, that's a little different than being the one who's doing it. I would rather have them than prison guards or these ICE fucks, these heartless ICE assholes.
So, yeah, I agree. But the trade-off is that you're facilitating it. If that's a choice you make, you have to understand it.
Right.
You know, not an easy thing.
Yeah.
You got to figure out something. It's not call your congressperson, vote, you know.
I'm just saying if the kids are going to be locked up, I would rather have them with mental health and healthcare professionals than in the prison system.
You know what we really need to see is our fucking legislators. I'm sorry, these GOP dickbags. When do you grow a spine? Not for kids? Not for kids?
No, I think if you join us on the Twitter at Crab Diving, I think I may have retweeted earlier, but it was a tweet that basically said, dear future history book writers.
Yeah.
It was like, let it be known that dear history book writers from John Zal, Z-A-L, on the Twitter. Please be sure to note that ripping children away from their parents and incarcerating them in hollowed out Walmarts while alienating allies and sucking up to dictators was not the point at which the GOP-controlled Congress finally decided to stop him.
God damn. It's so fucked up. It's like, it's so horrific. It is a tough problem because you don't know what to do. I mean, if you think about it, like, how does history look back on people that were guards at concentration camps?
Right. They were not well, but they were also abusing and hurting these people. I mean, I don't.
This is that, though. I mean, you know what I mean? I know they're not marching people into gas chambers.
Well, but
I mean,
did
this
we,
is harmful.
Did we, what did we do to our guards here in the Japanese internment camps?
Probably nothing. Right. Probably nothing, but maybe something should have been done. I mean, you don't know. I mean, I don't know. But see, I don't know. It's a tough situation. I mean, do you participate in it?
I don't know. I mean, if you care about how the kids are being treated, I might stay in and raise hell.
Until
I'm fired, I guess. But yeah. I don't know. I would, but I'd rather, like I said, I'd rather have people whose this is their job, their counselors.
You're
rather
right,
than,
because then they'd be turned over to somebody worse.
They're going to be these tent cities and. Or they're going to just have prison guards. There's not going to be a real facilities.
There should be like what about that anonymous, the hacker guy? Oh, look at that fucking Cardinal. Hey, what's up? Okay. Well,
sorry about your baseball team.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate them.
Oh, yeah.
We have here at Crab Diving Studios, we have a bird feeder that suction cups to the outside of the window.
Ooh, yes.
So
that's right.
they it's clear. So they fly up and it's like you're looking, get to watch the birds all day.
I mean, if you're pushing papers for these guys, is there something you can do to fuck their shit up? I mean, I wonder. Like, could Anonymous hack whoever is doing this to shut them down?
You mean ICE?
Anonymous. You know.
No, I mean, you want them to hack ICE? You want them to hack?
There must be something that could be done to.
I mean, you got to hack the federal government. And they frown upon that.
Well, our president walks around with a fucking unsecured BlackBerry. Well, yeah, of course it would be illegal. Of course. I'm just
saying.
Like, what? Just no. It has to be something. We can't just put people in camps again. God.
We are.
I know. Yeah. It's unacceptable. That's
that happened under Obama, too. So, yeah. I mean, not to this extent and not taking
he didn't separate families.
Yeah, not taking kids from their families if they were if they present as refugees. This is 100% on Trump.
Yeah.
And he and fuckwad make racist elf whatever the hell his name is Sessions.
Yes.
They're all lying. The spokeswalrus.
Yes.
They're all lying
right.
about this. Well, Democrats just, in other words, it's a hostage situation again. It's exactly like DACA. They could, in a second, pass a clean. And in fact, the Republicans.
Yes.
There is one of these. Republicans are coming up with two immigration bills or something. And one of them is batshit crazy.
Right.
Close down the borders to everybody, kind of. And the other one is more moderate. And without even. I have no doubt he couldn't name one thing that is in either law. Trump has already said, well, I'm certainly not going to vote for the moderate one.
Yeah, because it got trashed on talk radio or something. Like he's,
but I'm sure he has no idea what's in it.
Oh, fuck no.
Or what's in the other one. He has no idea. He's just, it's more moderate. Oh, I'm not going to vote for that.
Could you imagine your
and how's that a deal?
I don't know.
I thought he was going to deal. The
he
way
lied.
Donnie deals is, I've got a gun to your kid's head.
Yeah.
Or a kid's head. And you're going to give me everything I want, or it's your fault I shoot the kid.
They're going to say, we're going to continue this splitting up families until the Democrats cave on something. And then they'll say, well, since the Democrats aren't caving on this, we're going to perpetuate this bullshit. That's
what's happening now.
And that sucks.
That's what happened with DACA.
Yeah.
Trump's still trying to I don't even think the base is buying this though, because even that Yaks hemorrhoid Falwell Jr.
Oh God damn it! Apologize to Yaks.
I believe has said that he doesn't think children should be taken from their families.
Oh wow! Congratulations! Welcome to being human.
And what's that other creature? Who's the guy that just died that was 1,000 years old?
Could you imagine? Oh, Billy fucking Graham.
Yeah, yeah. Franklin Graham. The God, Franklin Graham. I can't decide who's worse, Falwell Jr. or Franklin Graham. Fraud Generation 2.0. Isn't it interesting how they fall into the family business of defrauding Christians?
No, hell yeah. I mean, why would you get out of a family business that makes shitloads of money?
And Franklin Graham, I think, was kind of similar. They both still blame Democrats.
Oh, of course.
But they're both condemning the action. But again, we could every Democrat would sign a clean bill that said,
"Yep,
help the DACA kids, and or stop tearing these families apart."
Right.
And that would pass. Enough Republicans would sign onto it.
Right.
And enough, I'm sure it would pass the Senate. But they're not going to do it because they want to have a gun to the head of these kids.
That sucks. It's such bullshit.
It's unreal, yeah.
I mean, it seems like when you think about it, how you deal with this guy is maybe people just stop participating in the system because you can't fight it. We can't fight it like the normal ways. You know, you don't have enough people in the House or the Senate that give a flying fuck. So you just stop participating, you know, you stop going to work. You keep America from doing bad shit by shutting it down.
I think I saw today they said 40 something. The upper half of the 40s kids a day.
Yeah.
Are being ripped away.
God.
From their parents. Yay, America.
But then if you did something like if you did a thing where you had a general strike and you shut the country down, other people would hurt because of that, too. That's not great. There's just no great. Hey, dickhead deplorables. There's no good solution when we let you guys vote. And when we let you guys pick your fucking president. God, you fucking idiots.
Damn.
Bastards.
I'm 0-2 on guesses here on the headlines over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
Is the headline I thought would be over at the HuffPo, Manafort jailed.
No shit.
And then there's a second headline, which is a completely different story. Manafort, unsurprisingly, tossed in jail.
Oh, shit.
They tend to frown upon witness tampering.
God damn it, Pauly.
Bigly.
Didn't anybody tell him to not do that? They probably did.
He's sent to jail pending trial, which...
Yay.
It's going to be months.
In jail? What's he going to do there the whole time? Did he bring a book?
I don't know. I really wonder if he's going to have access to hair dye.
No.
And his pinky ring is going to be taken away from him?
Maybe. The pinky ring is gone. Maybe the hair dye. I don't know.
Unless he tries to smuggle something up his ass or something.
What does it come in? A tube or
what, like, hair dye?
Well, is it like a pomade container where it's kind of a flat, round thing? I guess
I don't know.
Like a tub? I mean, if it comes in
a
tub,
little squeezy bottles.
Oh, then that'll
like
be better for anal storage.
It depends on how much give he's got back there.
I don't know. I don't have that. Figure in front of me. Kate, give me that information.
Manafort, target of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russia's role into 2016 election, China. Has been indicted on most financial related charges.
You're indicted!
Mostly financial related charges, including conspiring to launder money defraud the United States. He was in home confinement in Virginia.
But this is a witch hunt, Pat. Who was Paul Manafort to Trump anyway?
You know, 44 days or something like that. It was 140 something days,
but he was his campaign
fact-checked
manager. How do you listen, you can't say that guy's not a big part of your fucking campaign.
Well, who?
He's a campaign
what
manager.
What was his name again?
He wasn't the campaign, you know.
Manilow?
Yeah, he wasn't the campaign, you know, knob polisher. He was the motherfucking manager, baby.
U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson revoked his bail after he was charged with a new indictment.
Oh, shit.
Of witness tampering.
Ooh.
To which he pleaded not guilty today.
Sad.
She said, I have no appetite for this, but in the end, I cannot turn a blind eye. You have abused the trust placed in you.
Right.
She Damn said it. Something to the effect of, I can't take your phone away from you. This isn't middle school. So I have to put you in jail. Manafort turned around briefly to wave to his wife heading out a door at the back of the crowded courtroom.
She doesn't give a fuck. This is the best thing that ever happened to his wife, probably. He's like, oh, I don't have to hang out with this fucking blowhard. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're madly in love.
Trump, you may have heard of him.
Oh, yes. Our racist commander in fucking pussy grabbing chief. Sure.
Well, Donnie tweeted, he's had an active morning, you know.
Yes.
Oh,
my God.
Steve Ducey was out sprinkling semen on the lawn. And I'm so excited here.
I don't think in the history of ejaculate has anyone ever sprinkled. Not in the history. That would be a record.
You haven't seen Ducey spin around.
Kate, get us on the phone. He's like one of them. He's like one of them grass eaters.
He was doing a remote from the lawn of the White House, and all of a sudden, Donnie J tweeted, "Ooh, looks like Fox and Friends down the line. Should I go join them and surprise them?" And he fucking did, and gave like some 20-plus minute interview with goddamn Ducey where he said some heinous things. Then he waddled over to the gaggle and had an impromptu press conference for like another 20 minutes or something.
How about a dash of semen over here? God, how embarrassing.
Yes, Mr. President. Thanks for coming down.
You're telling me he didn't fucking know Fox and Friends was down there before? He just looked out his window. He was like, oh, look, there's Steve Ducey jacking off into a fern.
Who's that on the window? Who's that blonde jerking off on the line?
Steve Ducey is favorite.
Oh, Ainsley.
Ainsley?
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
What's Ainsley wearing today?
I mean, they probably know how to handle Donald Trump. I mean, my God, they work for Fox, Roger Ailes. God, how about all the creeps? How about all the creeps? Damn.
I was kidding about wow. Wow is the first word of his tweet. Wow, the highest rated by far morning show. Fox and Friends is on the front lawn of the White House. Oh. Maybe I'll have to take an unannounced trip down to see them? ? This is the president.
I'm gonna order a little cyanide on my lunch today.
Doesn't he have something, I don't know, to do?
I don't know.
Does he have the largest country in the history of the world to run?
Well, I mean, listen, how hard do you think Vladimir Putin works? If you bypass every checks and balances, if you just cheat and do, you know,
I don't think he's never not working, though. He's always scheming and meeting and shit and ordering people to be beaten and poloniumed and stuff.
Yes,
he's got to do.
But that's not the same if you're running a country where you deal with the Congress, the SCOTUS, and the fucking Senate and shit, and a bunch of lawmakers and whatever. You have all these processes. Dude, if you're Vladimir Putin and you say, okay, today I want to make it a rule that everybody has to wear a red hat or I'm going to push you off a fucking cliff. Guess what? Bam. That law exists.
Well, yeah.
You don't have to do it. You don't have to suck any lobbyist dick. It's just do whatever you want.
Well, and that's what Trump is wishful
for. That's what
for.
He wants.
He's desperate
man.
For that. A little Polly Numbnuts is off to jail.
Bye, little Polly Walnuts. Walnuts.
Now the
Polly Walnuts is the dude from The Sopranos.
Yes.
Numbnuts is the guy that is Trump's campaign manager.
Is what I call Paul Manafort. Yes.
Yeah. Numbnuts.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thank you.
Faithless Friday, but
for listening
we're
to our
to
show.
It.
And please tell your friends about us before they drag us off to some Fucknut Gulag and whoever, who knows where.
Paulie Manafort off to...
we're victims.
Off to the jail.
Sad.
Donnie Trump this morning.
Yes.
Waddled down with glee.
Right.
He was out of breath, too. They were talking about it. They were tweeting about it on Twitter about how Trump's going to have a heart attack because he ran so fast.
To get there?
To make it down.
Oh,
to
shit.
Get to talk to Ducey.
Wait a minute, Trump. You ran somewhere? You're telling me you depleted your body battery? You're never going to get that power back.
Wasn't it last year's G20 where he was the only one that like got in a golf cart? Like all the leaders were walking around in Switzerland or wherever they were. And he ordered a golf cart and had to have his fat lard ass hauled.
Yeah, but didn't he get a kickback on those golf carts probably? You know, what the secret
charged him rent, yeah.
Dude, man, when the Secret Service goes to Mar-a-Lago, they absolutely pay that golf course to use the fucking golf carts.
Well, remember they had to leave the Trump Tower because the rent was too high.
Yay. Wise choice for president.
Oh, you guys did a bang up job, Republicans. Wonderful.
Yeah. God.
You guys are spectacular.
The year George Bush won, the first year, right?
2000?
They're a bunch of fuck nuts. What are you laughing at over there?
This is a very unattractive picture
of,
and that's saying a lot,
of
Eric Trump.
Oh, yeah. Unattractive.
There's a particularly unattractive picture of Eric Trump. As the New York Attorney General says, the separate investigation remains open into the Eric Trump Foundation.
Yeah, yeah.
Part of yesterday's news.
If I was a judge, I would be like, hey.
Eric Trump Foundation.
Right.
So he had his own bullshit charity.
Yeah.
Oh, his side.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he had the Barracuda Face charity.
If I was a judge.
Apologies to Barracuda.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful animals.
Well, I don't know. Have you ever been in the water with one?
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's
disturbingly close. When I
off.
Was snorkeling in the Gulf off of Key West.
Yes, that's where I saw him.
And I went underwater. They told us remove all jewelry and things like that because they like that. They're attracted
it.
To that.
It's their
you don't want to be a lure.
Right.
And I dove down to look at something, and I came around a coral formation. There were four of them, and they were like hovering there with their little fins on the side, evil smiles.
Oh,
they look like they have. I was like, holy shit. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Slowly backed away. And
they're like, throw more plastic in the fucking ocean, dickhead. I'm going to fuck you up.
But they're big. I didn't realize how large they were.
Absolutely.
They're
fucking
scary
eat
as fuck, yeah.
Absolutely.
So I've been too close to Barracuda.
Yeah, yeah. He looks like a guppy in that one picture you just showed me. Donald Dick face. Eric Barracuda face.
And maybe
a lot of makeup.
Maybe Don doesn't spray tan. Maybe he sucks the melanin out of his children because, God, that kid's this picture makes him look like chalk white.
Yeah. Are you in Lost Boys?
Damn.
A musical adaptation of Lost Boys.
I don't
mean
to look shame.
Who cares? Fuck him, that totalitarian fucknut. He is ugly. He's ugly on the inside and the outside.
It's bubbling out.
Is he the one getting the divorce?
No, that's Don Jr.
Yeah. Hey, Eric.
Well, you know who he's shtipping now?
Some Sports Illustrated model or some shit like that?
Fox. Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Kimberly Guilfoyle?
Yep.
What? God damn. I had a serious question about Eric. Do you think? Hey, Eric.
It's not. Yeah.
Yeah. Eric, if you're listening, shoot us a twat at crab diving. Let me know.
Sure.
When she fucks you, does she always use the same bag to put over your head, or she ever switch it up?
I think she probably puts a plastic bag over her own
head. Over her own head? Choke me.
Hopes it'll last more than 2 minutes.
No, really, for real, choke me.
Than usual. Those are the big headlines.
Ooh, yes.
For today, Paulie Manafort going to jail.
Bye-bye, stupid.
Today is also the day that Cohen...
Yes.
They're turning over the evidence. The special master is done looking at all the... Yes. Is done looking at all the alleged attorney-client privilege shit.
Mike Pence.
There was hardly any.
Yeah. Mike Pence is so sad that, that the special master is going home. And, love that special master. Ooh. Special master. That's the official name of the person that looks over all this.
Yeah.
Fuck. You're telling me the special master looked over 3 million documents?
Well, her people. Her,
how many fucking people?
Well, I'm sure there's a staff.
You know what? There's a story we didn't talk about. It's related to paper and documents. I don't think we talked about this, but they talked about it on Mano. Didn't you see the thing where when Trump is working and he's...
Oh, the torn up pieces of
explain
paper.
Explain that to me! He's looking at a document. So he's done.
It's actually... You can't destroy documents. It's part of it. It's like a law. You have to... They save everything. Every scribble, every piece, every note a president takes... Everything is supposed to be saved.
There's nothing about this guy that it's not fucking bizarre.
And apparently, Trump seems to have the habit of he reads something allegedly and
yeah, bullshit.
And he's done with it, so he rips it up into little pieces and throws it out. I think that's a crime family thing.
Yes.
That's I'm not going to shred it, but I'm just going to rip it up into little pieces.
God, that is so lazy. That's so lazy. He doesn't even use a fucking shredder.
But the key part of that story, too, was that the story is the documents people are scurrying around, grabbing the papers, and then playing jigsaw puzzle and taping them back together. So he's finally learned, allegedly,
right.
that the staff finally said, you have to stop that.
Some fucking guy graduated from Harvard is on his hands and knees with scotch tape putting documents together.
You're working for the Trump administration. You deserve whatever humiliation you're getting.
Maybe instead of Harvard, it was like Phoenix U, which is fine. No judgment on any of that.
But the interesting part was not only were they fishing from the trash, but he also throws them on the floor. What a fucking asshole.
Oh, I remember this.
What a fucking asshole. He just throws shit on the floor and expects people to pick it up for him.
Okay, this is one of my favorite Rachel Maddow moments as of late. She was doing this story, and at the end of it, she's like, she started to tear up the paper. It was gonna, she's like, you know, I was actually gonna tear this paper up and just throw it on the floor at the end of the show as a joke, but it really would be too much of a mess.
She's like, I can't even do that to the crew here.
Lawrence O'Donnell could have done that, right?
Oh, he would have done that. Are you kidding? For the theater, he would have done that in a heartbeat.
Clean it up now.
She
wouldn't even tear up that paper, dude. That was funny.
So, Giuliani.
Oh, yes.
I was talking about Cohen. Cohen had a loss today, by the way, because he tried to... asked the judge for a restraining order against Michael Avenatti
because
he's all pissy diaper pants over the fact that Avenatti's going on telly.
Yes.
Talking shit about him. Well, talking about how stupid he is, what a bad lawyer, what a moron he is.
Let me ask you something. Are you allowed to do that?
Yes.
Well,
and he's giving away nothing that's not in the public record. It's not like he's breaking confidentiality protocol or anything like that. He even says there's stuff I can't talk about, but the stuff he can talk about, he speaks at length about. And the judge today was like, fuck you, Cohen. No, I'm not telling Avenatti he can't go on television.
Yeah.
We're not Russia.
Yeah.
We're not North Korea
yet. Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny to me, you think about Avenatti, like that guy's amazing, right, on television. When he's talking, I don't know, he gets my attention. He's interesting. The guy's funny. But his counterpart is Rudy Giuliani. It's hardly a...
Oh, God. It's like,
what a mismatch.
What a mismatch.
What a fuckhead. God, Trump, you're fucked.
Well, and Rudy...
Yes?
Is in... I think this is criminal. This is blatant obstruction of justice.
Yes.
Oh, he's already tap dancing it back. I see. There's an update to the story.
Crab diving update.
Fucking Giuliani, after the news today of little Polly Numbnuts going to jail, the Rudy was talking to the New York Daily News and said, quote, wait a second, story, yes. The story's not out yet, so okay. They just tweeted.
They twatted.
Oh, no, here they did. It was a tweet first, and then they said the story's coming, and now here's the story. Rudy Giuliani, on Friday, in one of his most forceful attacks on the special counsel yet.
Yes.
Said the Russia investigation could get, quote, when the whole thing is over, things might get cleaned up with some presidential pardons.
Oh, my God. Rudy said that?
When the whole thing is over, things might get cleaned up with some presidential pardons.
Isn't that that's obstruction?
That's, yeah, you're offering. That's a giant message to Pauly, to Mikey Flynn, to Poopy Doop, to all of them that, hey, shut the fuck up. Don't worry about it. And the Don's got you, but when it's all over. So you get, you know, you do a few days in jail. Don't worry about it. We're going to pardon you.
So what happens? How do you make, how do we make that right? I mean, say Giuliani gets in trouble. Well, these people have already received the message that they're getting pardoned. You can't put that back in the bottle. You can't put that genie back in the bottle.
Well,
I mean, I don't know.
You're not Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yes.
You're not a Republican. They can walk back anything.
Well, they're like, what, genie?
So then after the world, I mean, everybody's going crazy. This is like the New York Daily News. Giuliani's stunning remark.
Yes.
Came. You know, they're saying this is. This is blatant obstruction of justice.
Right. It's total fucking bullshit.
It's witness tampering. You're telling people, don't worry about it. You're going to get pardoned. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You're going to get pardoned.
I mean, dude, how is Mueller supposed to do his fucking job? I mean, now nobody has any leverage. Now that how's he going to get anybody to flip on Trump?
What do you mean he doesn't have leverage?
Well, I mean, if everybody's going to get fucking pardoned, what do they care?
Oh, but the still state charges that he can't pardon him on.
Right.
So then it says that Giuliani then told Kristen Welker of NBC.
Right.
This guy Jeff Bennett tweeted, Rudy reverses. After New York Daily News was told by Giuliani that the Mueller probe might get cleaned up with presidential pardons.
God, that's so
Giuliani funny. Is now telling Kristen Welker, quote, President Trump is not going to pardon anyone as far as I know. And it would be against everybody's advice, including my own.
But what did you just say, dickhead? How do you like?
He said, oh, I only said sometimes that happens. It doesn't mean he'll do it. But he certainly has the power to do it. They always keep saying that. He wants everyone to know that Trump is unquestionably has the power to pardon everybody, including himself, which has not been decided, by the way.
Yeah.
Hasn't been litigated.
Well,
because no fucking asshole crook of a president has ever contemplated having to pardon himself.
Well, he's going to. He's going to. I believe everything that motherfucker says. He's going to pardon himself. Absolutely. Why bring it up? Why introduce the idea into the fucking discussion?
This is his lawyer. This guy's supposed to be this guy's supposed to be helping him.
But isn't Giuliani's in his ideas just to he's speaking to the lowest of us, the dumbest. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The mouth breathers. Yeah. He's giving the mouth breathers talking points or ways they can understand it. What Schindler's doing is in their interest. This is MAGA, baby.
It's just a fucking insanity that and then Trump is like, oh, that's Rudy.
That's just Rudy.
Oh, that's Rudy. You know,
he's your lawyer. Rudy. He's the president's lawyer. but it's just Rudy. Is he Rudy? Does he mean like he's Rudy from that movie about football?
Yeah, Rudy.
Rudy! God, I'm sorry. I would like to apologize to that character. No way would I compare. I mean, Rudy, there's nobody more empathetic than Rudy in that movie.
Right.
The kid from Notre Dame.
Yeah, the Hobbit.
But oh, that's right. He was a hobbit. But this Rudy, the one we're speaking of as
Sam Ganji. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing likable about Giuliani, right?
No.
I mean, hey,
I don't think so. He's apparently finding women to fuck. I mean, that'll see his nethers.
Oh, yes. Hey, is there any big boobed married women interested in me?
I mean, he's cheated on every wife.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like,
so apparently there's some,
but Trump has
women,
right,
with no self-esteem out there that'll go out, yes, with him.
Trump cheats too. They both do.
Yeah. And they're big swinging men.
Oh, right.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks again.
Yes. Thanks for all the downloads.
For joining us. This may be my favorite story of the day.
Right.
Right now it's just possibilities.
Yeah, yeah.
But if this happens, we may have special reports. I might suggest that we have special coverage shows to download just covering this story alone.
Oh my God.
Because Newsweek,
yes,
has a story that the ex-wife of Alex Jones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love this.
Has,
oh my,
allegedly
God,
approached.
Does she have photos or something?
She wants to get a new lawyer to take over the contentious child custody case, apparently still,
right,
going on.
Yes.
And she has approached Michael Avenatti.
Oh, my God. I love it.
How fucking awesome.
I fucking love this.
Would that be?
Hey, Mrs. Former Jones.
Yeah, we'll start a GoFundMe to help you.
I'm digging it.
Help you pay Avenatti.
How long were they married?
I don't know.
For a long time? I mean, was she with Alex when he first started his like fucking blog and all that shit?
Yeah, I think so. I think she was around for a while.
Was she around when he discovered the globalists or no?
Mrs. First Wife.
Damn,
he's a new one, apparently.
He would do it too, right?
Oh, God.
He would do it in a heartbeat.
God, I hope so.
Shit. Do it pro bono.
I hope so. He's like Lawrence O'Donnell's BFF now.
Oh, yeah?
He's on Lawrence O'Donnell.
Oh, that's
almost,
right.
Almost nightly, yeah.
But, you know, if all those, what's going to be left for that, for his wife, though, after all those kids get done suing his ass for defamation? All those kids.
Yeah.
And, I mean, maybe he'll, is he rich as fuck from this shitty show he does? I mean, I know he makes money, but is he like
Alex?
Is he like Bob Hope rich?
No. Okay. Fuck no.
Yeah. Bob Hope's dead, right? Is he dead?
Yes.
Okay. Was he rich? Probably.
Yeah, he was okay.
Okay. Because, Bob Hope is a television star, actor. No longer with us. If
movie
you don't
star.
Know who the fuck he
One
is.
One of the biggest movie comedians ever.
Bigger than Tom Cruise?
In the day.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
About, probably about equal. let's see. I don't know where to go now. Okay. Jeff, this is Faithless Friday.
Yay.
This is
Jesus.
This is just
Jeebus.
Disgusting. Yes. And this is what prompted the battle yesterday between that reporter
cock slaps
and Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Oh God. I can't watch this. It makes me nuts.
And she I thought, didn't we play it yesterday? He was,
yes,
he was saying, you know, come on, Sarah, you've got,
yeah,
don't you
this.
Have kids? Don't you have any empathy? And we know the answer is no. She refused to answer.
No,
so
she's
we know
a
the
reptile.
Answer. Yeah. So she was trying to, the initial question that set it off,
yes,
was because of this. Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Fuck you.
Racist.
Right.
Fuck shit elf.
You know he's got a Klan card. You know he's in the KKK.
Disgusting, subhuman, empathy-free fuck.
And you're treasonous, you fucking liar. You lied in your confirmation hearing.
Well, yeah, we perjuring asshole.
Fuck you, dude.
Here's Jefferson Beauregard justifying ripping children away from their children using his Bible.
Oh, okay. Lovely.
And I would cite you to the Apostle Paul and his clear and wise command in Romans 13 to obey the laws of the government because God has ordained the government for his purposes. Orderly and lawful processes are good in themselves. Consistent, fair application of law is in itself a good and moral thing.
The Apostle Paul doesn't exist. This is fiction that
you're citing. Segregation was the law. So that was moral and biblical at the time.
It's the law and whatever fucking...
You used to be able to beat your wife. That was lawful and moral then, apparently, because it was lawful. So it must have been biblical.
Hey, Jeff Bosesh, why don't you crack open a copy of Lord of the Rings and read how it used to be back in the day to justify this bullshit? It's the same fucking thing.
And again, so, you know, a lot of people who are Bible wielders also who find this heinous are pointing out passage after passage after passage that would seem to refute the assumption or the assertion that it's moral to rip children away from their parents.
And I would assert that the Apostle Paul is a character in a fictional book. You can take the Apostle Paul's words and shove them up your fucking asshole, because I don't give a fuck.
And globally, we don't care one micro-fuck what your Bible says.
Not a micro-fuck.
As far as what is in regards to our civil processes. Fuck your Bible and
shove
your bullshit.
Up your ass.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
This is from him hitting back against, quote, concerns raised by our church friends about separating families.
Oh, my
so
God.
So religious people who still have some empathy left are saying this ain't right. And he's telling them, oh, don't worry, it's totally cool. God wants you to do this, too.
And he cites scripture.
Sure.
Are people that dumb? Like, really, I mean, do people really believe in this science fiction to the point where you're going to let some bullshit you believe in the fucking Bible dictate what happens to a family?
Sure.
Oh, my God. That's the stupidest fucking shit ever. And it's evil.
And by the way, that passage was used very frequently by, let's say, people like the Southern Baptists back in your 1850s-ish, 60s-ish, justify slavery. The Bible says we should have slaves.
You know, when there should be a rule that says if you're a politician and you start out any sentence with the Bible says, you should get fired. Because fuck your science fiction and fuck your Bible bullshit. I don't give a flying fuck what the Apostle Paul thinks. I don't fucking care. Pick another book. What does Aquaman think about it? What does Aquaman think?
At Almighty God on Twitter.
Yeah.
Tweeted, one, separating children from parents is not U.S. law.
Yes.
Another infuriating aspect of that Gomorian Guard spokesperson, Sarah Sanders, yesterday was when several of the journalists said, it's not the law.
Yeah, dickhead.
It is. It's not. Factually, it is not the law to separate children from families. And she said, well, it's a law from the Obama era. And they said, well, it's actually not. It's just not. And she said, but there's a law. And they're like, it's not a law. It's not. It was decided by fuckwad Sessions. 100%.
Yeah.
He could stop it. Now, he could go on telly, he could go send his evil flying monkeys out, however he communicates with his minions, and say, we're not doing that anymore.
Right.
Let the family stay together through the process.
And how are they going to do that, though? Because aren't they aren't there a shit ton of kids that got a place in facilities? I mean, can they handle the number of kids?
Well, they're running out. That's why they want to make tent cities.
Oh, my God. For hurricane season? For the summer?
Number two, this is the tweet from at Almighty God.
Okay.
Number two, Bible says follow your leaders is also an excuse Nazis could use.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
Three, Stalin. The Bible actually says be kind to foreigners, so shut the fuck up.
Right.
And number four, all caps, Jesus fucking Christ, I'm going to burn this planet to the ground.
Yeah, because, I mean, whatever your religion is, you have to understand that putting children in cages is bad.
Or not. I mean, even if they're in Super Walmarts with video games.
Who cares?
Nonetheless, you're taking them away from their parents.
They don't have their freedom. You're taking kids away from their fucking parents. Imagine the stress people are going through. I can't imagine.
Buy shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right, right. God, I mean, it's like, how did Walmart give up store space for this, by the way? Why would they do that?
It was sold or abandoned.
Oh, they sold. They went and they bought a bigger Walmart. They're like, you know what? We'll put like a prison for poor Mexican children.
I think we talked about this offline. These are the Walmarts that the morons that were worried about Jade Helm and the Negro president taking over Texas.
It never stops. They're so dumb.
Even though the Negro president was already the president of Texas. I know it's hard to put that fact into their tiny little brains, but nobody needed to take over Texas.
Right.
We already have it.
Hey, listen, dickheads that are for this, that are Trump supporters and shit like that, the deplorables, your racism and your just fucking ignorance is killing us because you're stupid. Know this, I, judgy, liberal, fucknut, progressive McGee, most definitely are one of those liberals who thinks you're stupid as fuck and you're killing this country. And yeah, I do look down upon you. And yeah, I do judge you. And yeah, I like to marginalize you because you're fuck faces. What's your problem?
The Trump also today, he says he was kidding.
Jokes are supposed to be funny, dickhead.
But I don't know. I've watched the video of him with Deuce.
Oh, yeah.
And
Deuce.
Dropping a deuce.
Does he blow him?
I'm going to go drop a deucey.
Oh, yes. On my chest. Oh,
that's my new term for it.
I love it. That's good. Drop a deucey. Trademark that, Kate.
So Donnie J on his waddle out to the look who's on the lawn.
I can just see him getting so excited.
I mean,
right?
Could be on TV. Is that Fox and Friends I see out there? Ooh, wave to me, Steve. Wave to me, Steve.
I need to get in makeup.
God, Republicans.
You think somebody base and powdered him up to get on this fucking before he dropped a deucey?
Oh, I think he doesn't.
You think he wears?
I think he doesn't wander out of the president's quarters without at least some powder, some bronzer.
No guy liner?
Right. Guy liner. Not on my eyes.
Not on my watch. Not on my eyes. Where is he going to put it?
I need
to outline my asshole.
I paint my starfish to make it look prettier.
I want to touch up those zits on my ass. I don't know why.
Donald J. Trump. President of the United States of America today was again raking his tongue over the possibly mascara starfish of Kim Jong-un.
my mascara is running.
Maybe that's where he got the idea from.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, Kim's very strong and very funny, and I love the shade he uses on his butthole.
Stephen Miller, make a note.
I was just looking at the Twitter. Thanks for tweeting, everybody.
Oh, yes. By the way, where are all these pigeons coming from? We got like a fucking invasion, a murder of pigeons out in the front yard. Hey, Kate, go see what's going on.
Are pigeons murders too? I know crows are, but are pigeons murders?
Absolutely.
I thought it was flock of pigeons.
I don't know. Seagulls.
Herd of pigeons?
No, it's not a herd. I think it is a flock. It's not a murder.
Murders crows, right?
Right.
I believe. So in among other things, he said, yeah, you know, Kim is always very strong. And, you know, he repeated his, hey, when you're 27 and you take over a country, that's something big.
But he took it over by killing people and shit. It's not like,
hey, nobody is clean, Ryan.
Oh, yes. Right. Nobody's clean.
That's his excuse. When Brett Baer interviewed him yesterday or day before, Brett Baer was like, well, you know, he kills people and he puts people in prison camps and everything. Hey, lots of people kill people. There's a lot of countries that kill people.
Yes. I mean, I think there's gray area there. There's gray area in between the guy that maybe when he's alone at night, nobody's watching, he rips that tag off his mattress. That guy's not clean. But the guy that, you know, has prison camps and puts people to death and has public executions, I mean, that's a different kind of, I mean, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Trump leaned over to Steve Ducey. He mentioned, Ducey mentioned Kim Jong-un.
Yes.
And Trump's got a little tent in his pants.
Ooh, perfect.
Very little tent in his
pants.
Right,
right. Don't size.
Everything's fine there.
What are you, a size queen?
And
Mike Pence.
He said he's the head of a country. And I mean, he is the strong head.
I know.
He's the strong head, everybody.
Am I clear? He said that. He didn't type it. This is something he said. Right.
He's the head of the country, and I mean, he's a strong head.
Did Drop a Deucey laugh at all when he said that, or no? I mean, I would laugh. That's funny to me.
I don't think he did.
Strong head. That was my wrestling nickname back in high school.
Reminds me of an ex.
Yes. Strong head. Lady Strong Head.
I believe, let me see, I might have the mellifluous tones of Donald J. Trump.
Oh, on Ducey? Why is Fox and Friends broadcasting from the lawn of the
highlight reel.
House,
here's a highlight reel. I'm at the press. Sir,
what brings you here?
Are we on already?
We're on. We're live.
Oh, wow. It was a pretty good report. And then I say that the IG blew it at the very end with that statement. The IG report was a horror show. I thought that
he thought he loved the report until the end when they say we've reached the conclusion that there was no political bias whatsoever. That part's wrong. I don't like that part. I like the part where Comey fucked up. I like the part where they caught those two lovers tweeting bad things to each other about me. I love that. That's all. Everybody should be fired. Everybody should. It's very unfair.
Donald Trump is so subtle.
But the conclusion. Yes. I don't like that part that they found.
I like everything.
Right.
Everything is spot on but the last five sentences.
Except the conclusion.
Yes.
Except the
summation.
The most important part, which was there was no political bias. You know why? Because that undermines his lie and his argument. And Rudy's lie and all of their lies from the beginning that this was a political witch hunt. It blows it out of the water.
God, if you believe that, if you're one of these Trumpites that believe it's a witch hunt, that thinks it's a deep state, you're so dumb. Write me a check for all your money. I mean, you do something dumb like that. I mean, you must operate at such a low level of brain power.
Yeah.
To believe that this is a witch hunt at this point, you would have to be like, how do you say, like, dumb as fucking fuck, right? It's fucking stupid.
Dumb as a Trump voter.
Yeah.
Say that the IG blew it at the very end with that statement. The IG report was a horror show. I thought that one sentence of conclusion was ridiculous. I made changes to the agreement because I wanted it to be.
Now he's talking about the G7. I made changes to the agreement, he said.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. I made changes to the agreement because I wanted it to be much better for the United States. I made changes. We're all happy. And then he got up and started saying that he doesn't want to be pushed around by the United States. Well, they charge us almost 300% on dairy.
Oh, here we go. Dairy.
Oh,
one tiny segment.
He gets into the numbers.
Meanwhile, and he lies about the trade deficit.
Right.
We are on goods. If you just look at goods alone, there's a slight deficit. But if you look at services,
yes,
we're at a big surplus.
And that's good.
Yes.
So
he doesn't care. He cherry picks. Just like, I like the IG report, except for that conclusion. That conclusion that they came to is bullshit.
The concluding sentence.
Yeah.
That's the one sentence he didn't like. The answer.
Around by the United States. Well, they charge us almost 300% on dairy products. Right. So we can't do that. If you notice, when I came over, they were all saying...
Okay, so here's on... this is a highlight reel.
Right.
Over at the Washington Post.
So is he telling... I'm sorry. When he says they're giving us a tariff of 300% on dairy, what does that mean? So let's say
we send our cow tit milk up, cow tit juice up to Canada.
Right.
There's a 300% tax allegedly on it.
So if
I don't know that that's
so right, here, if you maybe. Buy, you say a gallon of milk's $3.
But there's also
300% more up in Canada.
But there's also with different countries, there's different reasons for different things. Like somebody
and
pointed
with Canada,
out
right,
when they were in Singapore, they said, by the way, we have we have massive tariffs on us on cars exported to Singapore because they don't want cars in Singapore. They're trying to.
Yeah,
keep
yeah.
people away from gas burning
not
cars
everything.
And the environment. So they're trying to protect their own environment and their own economy.
Yeah.
So they slap a giant tax on it. If you're going to buy a gas guzzling horrific car, you're going to pay for it.
Right. But Trump thinks that Singapore is saying,
they're
fuck
saying,
you.
Fuck you, United States.
Donald, they're trying to save the fucking planet. And with Canada, right, it's
particularly... So it's not as simplistic as this fucking moron makes it out to be.
And it's complicated in Canada, right, because they do a shit ton of trade with us, right? Because I believe we're on the same continent. Although I imagine there's a lot of Trump voters that don't fucking know that. They probably don't fucking know that. They probably think Canada's on a fucking island. What do you know?
And then
next to the country of Puerto Rico.
And then some of these... some of these exporters are like, well, and he completely ignores the other ones. What about the motorcycle companies now? What about the whiskey companies that are suddenly going to have to pay 300%, 20%, X percent, whatever percent tariffs?
What about my Levi's?
Because of this asshole.
Yeah. Just because he's a dickhead.
Right. Well, there's going to be some pain.
But I mean,
it's going to be some pain.
He created this immigration fiasco with the kids.
He's created everything.
Created this trade
he
war.
He created the nuclear threat with Kim. There was no, oh my God, until Trump became president, were you ever thinking, oh my God, Kim is going to lob a nuke at us?
Don't you?
It never crossed my mind.
Right. Who's the guy in charge of Twitter? What's his name?
I forget his
That's
name.
Not Peter Thiel, right?
Correct. It is not.
That guy's an asshole. He's like the PayPal guy, right? He's evil.
Yes.
He's an evil fuck nut.
Yes.
Hey, whoever the fuck is in charge of Twitter, listen, dickhead, shut it down. You will probably be doing our country a favor, don't you think? Just shut it down.
Jack Dorsey.
Jack! Block Trump. He's definitely violated the terms of your service agreement.
Oh,
right?
He's talked about that. He's been challenged on that.
Block him.
And he, you know, I don't know. I forget what his excuse was, but... he basically is giving him a pass.
Yeah. He's a fellow rich guy.
He gets, well, and he's also probably
making shit tons,
making money from bots that are buying ads to promote their tweets.
Shit. Shut it down.
Here's more of Trump.
So we can't do that. If you notice, when I came over, they were all saying about separating the families, and that's a Democrat bill. That's Democrats wanting to do that, and they could solve it very easily by getting together, but they think it's
Democrats wanting to do that.
Yes.
It's an utter lie. By the way, through this whole few minutes, and when he slither-waddled over to...
See, slottled?
Over to the gaggle.
Gaggle.
They counted a minimum of 19 lies.
Oh, my God.
Minimum of
about
19.
Just,
utter. Well, like this. This is one of them.
It's not a Democrat law. It's not what the Democrats want to do.
Correct.
Right?
Lies.
But what's the basis of that? What's the idea behind that? Is there any thread of truth to that whatsoever? I mean,
they probably passed the law of something in that you've got to come to ports of entry, maybe. Maybe that's the law that they passed during Obama. But the Obama administration specifically had a policy of not separating families. So it is a lie.
It's lying, but
it
it's
is
good
a
enough.
Lie.
Good enough for his dumbass supporters.
Oh, Ducey's nodding like one of those dogs in the back of a window.
But he's a journalist.
Oh, yes, Mr. President. Oh, yes. Ooh. Oh, yes.
Can I start checking off?
Wanting to do that, and they could solve it very easily by getting together, but they think it's a good election point. I think it's a horrible election point
but
for them.
Ultimately, Congress has got to change the
laws.
Change the law. But at the same time, Mr. President, people say, look, you rip these families apart, even though it is the law, it's heartless.
But that's the law, and that's what the Democrats gave us, and we're willing to change it today.
If we're willing to change it today. Okay, let's change it. Democrats are all on board. If they give me the wall, and if they give me everything else I want.
This is how he negotiates.
Right. He doesn't make deals.
He bullies people
into giving him 100% of what he wants. There's no give and take.
He's a fuckhead.
It's all take.
The guy creates a horrible thing, and he goes, hey, do you want to put it into the horrible thing? I need this. You can do this, but...
Did you see he made a donation to Barron's school charity?
No, I didn't see that. For real?
With Trump Foundation money.
But isn't that legal? Is it?
According to him, if it goes to a charity, I guess it doesn't matter where it comes from.
It's school. I don't know. I mean, what's going on at Barron's school, do you think? I mean, do you think...
And that's what the Democrats gave us, and we're willing to change it today if they want to get in and negotiate. But they just don't want to negotiate. They're afraid of security for our country. I'm looking at both of them.
They're afraid of security for their country.
How
we don't need
sense?
It. We don't need the wall.
Right.
Even your own people tell you don't need a fucking wall. How about spending that $20 billion on, I don't know, fix a couple of bridges or two, you asshole. Pave a road or two. Fix an airport.
Right. And Donald, thank you for making us safer. That agreement with North Korea surely makes us safer. Maybe us not doing the military exercises. Oh, that makes us safer.
What agreement?
How does this?
They agree to talk about stuff. That was their agreement.
Yeah. And what do you think this fucking thing? You know, this is just going to radicalize people. You put people in camps. You separate them from you know, you take their kids away. If you say you never see your kid again, something happens. Your kid gets fucked up in one of these systems, or your parents do. You don't think those people are vulnerable to be radicalized by some, I don't know, some horrible element?
You mean some parent starts going and shooting? I get it.
We should expect it. I mean, really, what do we expect? What do we expect from the chaos that's created from ripping lots of families apart?
Right, right.
I mean, come on.
They're afraid of security for our country. I'm looking at both of them. I certainly wouldn't sign them.
These are the compromise immigration bill. Here's where he's like, I certainly wouldn't sign the more moderate one.
And you don't
security
really
for our country. I'm looking at both.
Well, I think he's looking at both of them, but do you think he's reading both of them?
No, he doesn't know.
Afraid of security for our country. I'm looking at both of them. I certainly wouldn't sign the more moderate
one. What does the bill have to
have? I need a bill that gives this country tremendous border security. I have to have that. We have to get rid of catch and release.
Does that mean the wall?
We have to have the wall. If we don't have the wall, there's no bill.
Rudy said,
if we don't have the wall, there's no bill.
That's ridiculous.
So he just said, I'm holding children hostage.
Until you,
I think it's a horrible. I think it's horrible.
Wall.
I think it's horrible to separate those children. But if you don't give me my wall, we're just going to keep doing it. That's what you just said. You could stop it, but you won't because you have a gun to the head of these children.
And again, he's making the case. These Mexicans are coming over the border. They're rapists. They're MS-13.
The wall.
We have to have the wall. If we don't have the wall, there's no bill.
Rudy says that you should not talk to Mueller.
A lot of people say that. Look,
given the IG report and stuff that's coming out.
They're getting people who say something a little bit off. Is it a nice day? Well, you know, no, it's not a great day. Oops, right. He lied. He goes, you know, got problems.
No, that's kind of not what's happening. They have documented proof of people providing measurably false information to the FBI, which is a crime.
Yay.
Oh, look. Oh, it's raining. I don't know. It's a little clear. You're going to jail is how he's portraying it.
Dude, that was a doozy of a... That last thing he said was bonkers. I mean, that doesn't make any sense, right?
Welcome.
By the way...
He lied. He goes...
Yeah, played it again. I'm sorry.
You know, got problems. People are afraid of that, and I would like to talk, but it seems to be very biased.
Should James...
It's very biased. He's just lying.
He's like musing about nothing. I by the way, tomorrow on Facebook.com/crabdiving, I'm posting a bunch of CNN did one of those. I love when they do those articles like Trump's 30 most insane quotes from whatever. There's one of these lists for this. He says
the highlights.
Crazy
yeah.
Shit.
Well, I'm sure everything we're playing now, parts of it. Yeah. We haven't even gotten to the big one yet.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, there's a lot.
That last one, though. I don't understand his point. It's like
that he's talking about the Mueller probe and whether he should go talk to them or not. And he's saying that they've gotten them already. He means like Poopy Doopy and Mikey Flynn, that they've persecuted them for nothing. Tiny little lies that don't mean anything.
Oh, I see.
Caught them in little teeny lies. Like, how do you feel today? Oh, I feel great. Oh, you know, actually, I got a little bit of a headache. You lied! Jail!
Wow.
That's how he's portraying it.
That is insane.
Which is not. I'm sorry, Kate.
Trump, that sounds bananas, dude. Somebody throw some Prozac in his big orange yap.
Little Donnie J. Here's the rest of the big ones coming up.
Biased.
Should James Comey be locked up?
Well, look, I would never want to get involved in that.
Oh, you liar. You liar. I would love for him to be locked up. Well, you know what's going to happen? I don't remember this part. But
yes.
He said, I shouldn't get involved in that.
Right.
But I'll bet the word but comes out.
Biased.
Should James Comey be locked up?
Well, look, I would never want to get involved in that. Certainly, they just seem like very criminal acts to me. What he did was criminal. What he did was a terrible thing to the people. What he did was so bad in terms of our Constitution, in terms...
There was no recommendation
in
the IG report that anybody should be prosecuted.
But it was so bad. It was so bad, Trump is saying.
So
for our Constitution,
the IG has determined there's no crime, that Comey fucked up, no doubt. But there was nothing criminal and there was no political bias. Trump is like, I don't care. I think he committed crimes.
You know, dude, right. You know, what's disturbing is Trump either. Maybe it's gray. Maybe he believes some of it and he knows he's lying with some of it, or he knows he's lying.
Of our Constitution, in terms of the well-being of our country, what he did was horrible. Should he be locked up? Let somebody make a determination.
Are we close to seeing Mr. Kim here at the White House?
Mr. Kim.
Yeah, are you inviting...
your good buddy.
Oh, sure.
Determination.
Are we close to seeing Mr. Kim here at the White House?
Could happen. I mean...
They talked about that yesterday.
I would have him. Yeah, I think it's something that could happen. Yeah. Hey, he's the... head of a country, and I mean, he is the strong head.
You must be shitting me. That's the big one, right?
No, well, the
that's
second
not
half
the big
of this.
One. He's
what
the
he
strong,
follows up with.
He's the strong head. Is it the apex?
Head of a country, and I mean, he is the strong head. Mm-hmm. Don't let anyone think anything different.
Right.
He speaks, and his people sit up at attention. I want my people to do the same.
He speaks, and his people sit up at attention. I want my people to do the same.
Or else.
And I don't care. The look on his face ain't wink, wink, ha, ha, laugh, laugh. Like later, he comes back and says, I was just kidding. What's wrong with you?
Right.
I was being sarcastic. What the fuck's wrong with you? I don't know. Watch his face. It wasn't Donnie, it didn't look like yuck, 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 Stevie. I got a joke for you.
You know what he said during the fucking elections? He said he wanted to go and change the libel laws.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, the way you describe it didn't make any sense because of the way the laws would actually have to be changed, right? Is there state laws or something like that?
I think most libel laws are state, probably, yeah.
But what he means is he wants to put journalists in jail that say shitty things about him.
Shitty truths about him.
That is what, yeah, that's what he wants.
Yes.
We should expect that because he said it.
There was another story that when he was in Singapore at one point, he was watching the North Korean news feed, which we talked about before. There's that woman that wears the traditional Korean garb, dress or whatever you call it, and with a shitty background. And she just spouts the great leader, you know, had 7 holes in one today. Yeah, and he sank 74 free throws in a row and, you know, all this stuff.
His sperm cures cancer.
And that Trump was wistful, watching it and said something to the effect of, look at how well they talk about him on their news.
He's fucking jealous.
On the state run, gun to her head, off of camera media.
That's what this motherfucker wants, though. You know he's jealous of Putin. He's jealous of Kim Jong-un because they don't have a press that fucks with him all the time because they don't have a free country. Should I take the dog out?
Maybe.
I'll take her out.
Scratching at the door. He's head of a country, and I mean, he is the strong head. Don't let anyone think anything different. What does that mean? Don't let anyone think anyone different. Don't question his strength, his big, strong Korean thighs. Don't question him. Then he said, he speaks and his people sit up at attention. I want my people to do the same. I want my people to do the same. And by the way, was he talking about like the people of North Korea or his people that work for him? Maybe he was talking about them. Regardless, I think he was talking about the people. He's talked about before how much they love him, how much his people love him there. I mean, you look and you see and they're waving the flags and everything and screaming and yelling and smiling. Well, right, because they're thrown in prison camps. Their children are thrown in prison camps. Their parents are thrown in prison camps right alongside them if they don't wave their flag and salute the great leader and be thrilled. I'm pretty sure that every house and they check has to have pictures of the dear leaders in it. You have to have a shrine to Kim and his daddy and his granddaddy. And Trump would love that. Oh, maybe one of my Time magazine covers. I've been on so many, you know, even a fake one that I hung in my golf clubs. So then he waddles over to the reporters on the White House lawn. And when one of the other reporters said, what did you mean by that? When you said you want your people to listen to you. And that's when he said, I was kidding. You don't understand sarcasm, which I'm not sure that was the definition of sarcasm to begin with. Him being sarcastic, like he knows what sarcasm is. I'm surprised he used that word. Okay. White House spokesperson did not immediately respond to requests for clarification after that. He did say he hit it off with Kim. We get along very well. We had good chemistry. We fit well together.
Okay.
Thank you for taking the intern out.
Yeah, everything went okay. I'm not going to give out any geographical clues as to the location of our compound, but there's a van across the street.
Oh, I've seen that van.
Do you think it's surveilling us?
No, I think it's for sale. It's been there for a while.
Yeah, yeah. You don't think?
No, because I've seen it open.
Oh, okay.
For people to crawl in it and look at it to buy it.
Okay. All right.
Plus, it's like a pimped out, tricked out van. I can't imagine.
I don't know, man.
I can't imagine the government
cares about us. That
yeah,
much.
Tricking out a van. It'd be some ooh. Some black van,
right?
So there you go. Trump still licking North Korean pucker.
Yummy, yummy. Give me some more.
And going full authoritarian, but just kidding.
Ooh,
just
yes.
JK.
You know,
JK, y'all.
Again, when you do a JK, it's supposed to be funny. I mean, when you say something horrible, it's you know, you can't say something that's just absolutely horrible and then say, oh, I was joking. That's not how jokes work.
And we don't believe you. And look, like I said, look at his face when he's doing it. I don't see any yuck there.
Yeah, there's no yuck.
I think.
Well, there's lots of yuck, but there's no yuck.
I think as he was waddling over to the lawn to speak after Ducey Fest,
right?
Somebody, one of the aides, was probably like, "Oh my God!" Already on Twitter, they're talking about what you said about Kim. You just say you're joking.
Oh, right. Just say we're joking about that Kim Jong-un thing.
Oh God, whatever.
God.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, at some point, aren't we just going to see Trump say, listen, we're all racist. We're all horrible people. We actually hate Jewish people. We're the Nazis 2.0.
Well, they are.
Suck my dick.
Steve King.
Yeah.
Retweets a Nazi.
Oh, that's true.
The guy in the Republican, we did the story the other day, who said Arizona, there's it's 60%. Minorities, there's only 40% white kids.
God.
That hurts integration because there's not enough white kids to go around.
We don't have enough perfect white children in our school.
That hurts integration.
God damn it, guys.
Again, somehow it didn't hurt integration when it was like 80-20 white folk.
Oh, my God.
That didn't hurt integration at all because there were too few people of color.
What
No. But it does hurt it if there's not enough white people.
Oh, absolutely, Pat. White people are the best. Fuck you.
The this was from a couple of days ago, but it was worth sharing. This is even the rest of the world knows that the Kim and Trump summit.
Ooh,
it's Trump and Kim,
right? Get it right.
Was a big bullshit suck fest.
But what about all the merch surrounding it? Is there merch? Are there T-shirts, lunch boxes?
Those stupid coins that they made. You know,
did they make coins?
Remember a while ago they made, because they called him the like great supreme leader or something on the coin. And people are like, why are you calling Kim the supreme leader? But they made the coins before the right when Kim canceled. So they were joking about it, saying, well, no, you know, so people started buying them because they're like, well, these are probably going to be worth more because it didn't go off.
Yeah.
It had a date on it.
Right.
And it didn't happen. And then they pulled it off.
Yeah.
And ended up making it happen. Even though Trump, did you see the other story today that Trump got to Singapore like 20 hours early and was bored and was like, let's do it right now.
Oh, God, I saw that.
And everybody was like, you can't.
How are you bored? I've never been to Singapore. You ever been?
No.
Could you imagine you'd be bored for 5 minutes there? Fuck no. Go to a goddamn restaurant, you cunt.
He's like, well, Kim's here. Why don't we just start right now?
Why don't you go to a restaurant? Why don't you go to a museum? I mean,
and that one of the things that finally convinced him was ratings. People told him, well, because of the time change.
Yes.
You want to have maximum coverage, so we should do it. Oh, yeah.
Did he golf? Was he able to find any place to golf? Oh.
So this is from Israeli intelligence. Somebody leaked.
Ooh.
This is from Axios.
Ooh, wee.
That Israel's foreign ministry.
Yes.
Issued a report on the summit.
Okay.
Between Kimbo and Trumpbo.
Kimbo.
Classified report from Israel's foreign ministry raises doubts over Trump's optimistic statements about his summit with Kim Jong-un. Determined that the U.S. retreated from its positions on several issues.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Gave everything, got nothing.
So, like, it was just photo ops. It was just bullshit.
It was leaked from Israeli intelligence. Classified report provides an initial analysis of the summit. It was circulated by the Research Department of the Israeli Foreign Ministry to all Israeli embassies around the world.
Yes.
And to many senior officials at the Prime Minister's office in Israel. Two main points from the document are, one, the summit left many question marks. Said there are substantive gaps between U.S. policy statements before the summit on, quote, the need for full, irreversible, verifiable denuclearization.
Yeah, what about that?
And the joint statement signed at the end of the summit.
Yes.
Which only referred to complete denuclearization, which isn't...
That's not verifying.
Yeah, and
you think it was a typo and they left out some letters?
Well, and they never... I don't know that we ever defined denuclearization, because we know the definition of denuclearization to us is a little different, a lot different from what Kim thinks denuclearization would look like.
Does Trump...
No.
Do you think Trump...
No.
...honestly believes...
No. Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say no something.
No. Do you think he believes that Kim Jong-un is going to make good on his promise to denuclearize? I mean, does he believe...
He doesn't care.
This guy?
He doesn't care. He wants a W.
Yeah.
He doesn't care if it ultimately...
But he cares. No, no, no. He cares what...
No,
what,
if he's gone...
No, he cares what authoritarians think of him.
But he also... Well, yeah. So that's why he's licking Kim's hole and isn't going to hold Kim's balls to the fire on this.
Yeah.
And then it says, number two, Trump's readiness to accept Kim's demand to halt U.S. military exercises with South Korea is a retreat by the U.S.
Of course it is.
And an acceptance of China's approach. That's what China was doing the dance of joy when Trump said, oh, yeah, we'll totally stop those war
games. They want to be the power in that place. They don't want our troops all over the place down there. They don't want our influence.
With the Israeli Foreign Ministry pointing out the U.S. has previously rejected wishes that...
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
That nobody... We don't do those.
Putin doesn't want those military exercises either.
Quote from the report, regardless of the smiles in the summit, many in Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. Congress doubt that North Korea is sincere in its intentions.
Right.
Our assessment is that regardless of President Trump's statements...
Shit.
Regardless of President Trump's statements. There you go. In other words, he's lying.
Yeah.
He's lying.
How do... Our government can't function like this. If we have a president that goes somewhere and talks to some leader, and the leader knows he's... full of shit.
Yeah.
We're totally dysfunctional.
The Israeli, our assessment is that regardless of his previous statements about quick changes that are expected in the North Korean policy, the road to real and substantive change.
And substantive.
If it ever happens, will be long and slow.
Ooh, yes.
There was actually a typo here.
Oh, really?
Okay. Fixed, so it wasn't my fault.
What fucking website is that? You fucked it up.
Oh, it's Axios.
Axios! My God!
Instead of the road to real and substantive change, they wrote the road the real.
Right.
And that threw me off, and that's why I said substantive.
Yeah, you don't think Axios has proofreaders that look at shit? Don't you guys have bots or something like that? My God.
So the Israelis saying, Trump's lying about this North Korea shit.
He just needed a win for his dumbass supporters. Oh, look, this guy, he wanted to be like Nixon, right? Like how Nixon was with China.
Oh, he's done. That's already. His... He's like, oh, he goes, oh, don't worry. They're not a nuclear threat anymore.
They're denuclearized.
Where's my Nobel? Great job, Republican.
You know, I heard one admiral talking about how this guy that used to be in charge of NATO, he was like, well, even if it doesn't come to anything, even if they don't get anywhere, it's still a positive because we're talking to... a leader, you know, we're engaging this guy.
Well, I think it could be a positive, and
but
I,
not if
I
we
hate
to...
it. I'll give him credit for starting the process, but yeah. He should not have gone. It should have been, we're starting talks now at the State Department level where it should have been. You don't give Kim the deep throat blowjob that he wants right on your the first 5 minutes of your date.
And if we're doing it, other countries are going to give him a deep, thorough blowjob. And he's going to be legitimized.
He's already. He's been. Yeah. He's playing 24/7 on loops. They literally have him shaking hands with that or saluting.
Yeah.
That general running on state TV.
So how can somebody Korea. Say this isn't this doesn't this isn't harmful for the fucking planet? I don't get it.
What else is going on? It is a Faithless Friday.
Fuck you, Sky God.
Hey, everybody. I don't know. Good news?
Yes.
Not for here.
Oh, not for us?
No. It's another country that's growing up and joining the 20th century.
I'm jealous.
Not necessarily the 21st, but
kind
of joining the 20th century.
We're in the 1950s right now.
We're regressing while other countries are progressing.
Right. They want to bring back slavery.
Recently they had a vote for the right thing to do.
Yes.
In Ireland.
Ooh.
Where they voted to remove their heinous no abortions for you no matter what law from their constitution. And now women have the right to sovereignty over their own bodies for a little while. That one bigly.
Yes.
Like 2-1.
Huge.
In the referendum that they had.
Right.
Despite the squealy squeals of the church.
Right.
And the fucking asshole evangelicals of this country sticking their noses in goddamn other countries.
Yeah, man. What do these fucking churches want? They don't pay taxes. They can fucking molest as many people as they want. Nobody, they don't get shut down. Nothing happens. And on top of that, they want dominion over vaginas? My God.
Sure, no gay marriage for you either.
Oh, yeah, there's that. And fuck you.
Well, now, officially, there will be another referendum in October.
Yes.
To remove Ireland's blasphemy laws from their constitution.
We don't have blasphemy laws.
We do not, thankfully, despite... Some of our friends on the right would like to have.
Yes.
You can't tell me Mike Pence would not like to have a blasphemy law
passed.
Well,
Trump has fucking hinted at that, right? I mean, he's kind of said, he said some fucked up shit.
Well,
about
he only cares about blasphemy against him.
Yeah, but if Jim Baker's right and he's anointed by God, well,
he's,
you know what I mean?
He's not.
Gosh.
He's like, as anointed by God as I am anointed by Voldemort.
We're trying to crucify this guy, but his hands are so small there's not enough shit to for the nail to hold. Sad.
Can we get the brads, please?
And we need a bigger cross. Eat McDonald's every day, you know.
The voting will occur months after the citizens successfully overturned the nation's ban on abortion. There's a pretty strong atheist group in Ireland.
Yes.
That
good for them.
Kind of spearheaded this.
Damn.
The Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan.
Nine!
Brought the proposal seeking approval to proceed with the referendum expected to be held in October.
Yes.
There's also a referendum at the same time changing a constitutional clause that prioritizes a woman's domestic role.
Oh, okay. What the fuck does that mean? Prioritizes?
Yeah. So, you know, women should stay at home and crank out babies is apparently in the Irish Constitution.
They need that somewhere official.
They're taking it away.
Okay.
They want to get rid of it.
Good job, guys. Good fucking Christ.
And they think it's a good sign because they think that ridiculous law about women should work at home, women should be at home pregnant,
yes,
is going to bring all the liberals out.
Of course.
Which will also
same
help
people.
Which will also help the anti-blasphemy people,
There's
which
a-
will also help them elect a more liberal government possibly.
There was a law that said if you're a woman, you need to be at home cooking and shit.
Something to do with...
That's bananas.
Yeah, I did read something about it earlier. It's with the phrasing of it. Is, but it's something like, you know, that we should recognize that it's more important for the woman to be at home with the babies because, you know.
Damn, you conservative wackos. At what point do you think that's in the spirit of a free person?
I'm Catholic as fuck.
No, my God. What a horrible religion. I mean, really, the Catholics, God.
Yeah, it's bad, but.
You're
you know,
fired.
I would take it over evangelical Christians. Well, it's a toss up.
No, all those kids molested. Damn, I mean, these Catholics.
Well, you can't tell me. We do stories all the time of evangelicals that are molesting, too. They're doing it with the youth leaders
right.
and stuff.
Well,
it's just systemic
Kate,
with the
get
church.
Get me the numbers. Get me the numbers.
It's just systemic with the Catholics because they were hiding it and shuffling them around.
And they have a system.
I don't know that they necessarily had a higher diddle rate.
Let me explain something. The Catholics, with this molestation bullshit, they're a well-oiled machine. When somebody molests somebody and they get caught.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. They get, you know, there's a whole thing set. Now, listen, when somebody diddles somebody in the evangelical church, they don't really have that system. Sure, people get shuffled around and, you know.
No, they bring them back.
Right.
We did that story. There was some youth leader that went to jail for diddling somebody, and then he came back and they gave him a job again as a choir leader or something.
That is the beautiful thing about Christianity. If you diddle a kid and then you ask forgiveness of Sky God,
you can go diddle another one.
You're revered. Ask Jim Baker, right? That's what happened with him. He asked forgiveness and he's reborn.
Well, but he was horribly persecuted by the evil government.
Yes, right.
The Article 40.6.1 of the Irish Constitution says the publication or utterance of blasphemous, seditious, or indecent matter is an offense which shall be punishable in accordance with law.
God damn.
Which is vague as fuck, right?
Right.
Creepy.
How do you...
Blasphemous, seditious, or indecent. And they go on to talk here about how there were a couple of recent attempts at prosecutions for this bullshit.
Yes.
One we covered here on the Crab Diving Show, probably on a Faithless Friday.
Right. For
Stephen Fry.
Oh, my God.
For his, when he gave that interview, when he told Gay Byrne,
right.
the ancient presenter in Ireland.
We've watched that, right?
Yeah. Gay Byrne said to him, what happens if you go to, heaven? You die and you're wrong. And you go to heaven and you're facing God.
Yes.
And that's when Stephen Fry said, I would look at him in the eye and say, what's with bone cancer in
right.
children?
What's with the little fucking
worms whose only life cycle is to bore out of the eyes
yeah.
of people?
A tadpole that swims up my dick and fucks me up. Thanks, God.
They tried. The charges were filed against him. Remember, somebody filed a complaint in Ireland.
That is nuts.
On blasphemy laws to try to prosecute him for saying that.
That's
on
bullshit.
Television. It didn't go anywhere.
Right.
It was dropped because of public outcry.
Stephen Fry.
They looked into it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was another comedian that got in trubs
yes.
in Ireland
Ooh.
For calling the communion wafer haunted bread.
Oh, my God. Well, that's what it is, though. If you believe the Catholic Church through transubstantiation,
sure.
it turns into ghost skin or some shit like that, and you eat it. And I don't know what happens when you eat it, but, you know.
David Chambers.
Mr. Chambers.
Who is a comedy group called the Rubber Bandits.
Ooh, yes.
I don't know what that is.
I wonder if it's like rubbers, like prophylactics. Will you steal birth control?
An Irish comedian who poked fun at the Catholic concept of communion.
Poked.
In which worshipers believe they're eating the actual body of Christ.
Oh, God.
Called the wafer haunted bread.
That's funny.
Go
to jail.
And he was on telly. He was on RTE.
Hello.
And on something called the Late Late Show on RTE television.
Right.
Oh, I guess we have.
Damn.
You want to hear?
Oh, absolutely.
The haunted bread joke?
I mean, spiritual sustenance. A lot of people turn into mindfulness, meditation,
yeah.
things like that, you know? I mean, exercise. But, I mean, I don't know a lot of young people who are into the church, we'll say. I mean, anyone who I know who goes to midnight mass, it's not, they're not going there for haunted bread. Like, you know, they're going there for because their grandmother's making them go, or because their whole family is there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
God, what's wrong with that?
A couple of people on the panel just gave him a horrified look.
But you know what? Hey.
They're not going for haunted bread.
Hey, Irish people, to stick up your ass, he's right.
He's 100% right.
That's so true. You're going there because your family wants you to go. Not going there for the haunted fucking bread.
I think the host gives him props.
Their grandmother's making them go, or because their whole family is there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And everyone who goes to midnight mass is half caught anyway.
There is a bit of that around.
Yeah.
Drunk?
I'd go for the haunted bread.
The haunted bread is a great expression. Yeah, it's not
I'd go just for the phrase.
That's what it is, like. Yeah, just go for the phrase. For the phrase itself.
I used to be very terrified of it, though, because, like...
The haunted bread?
No, it's the body of Christ, you know?
Oh, sorry, the body of Christ, yes.
Yeah, well, that's what it was called.
Communion.
Holy bread. Yeah, but the body of Christ, that's a very scary concept, like.
Well, it would be if you're being...
It's cannibalism, like. You know, it's like, I don't know if I want to eat.
This is refreshing because it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
And
sorry,
disgusting.
Catholic. I was brought up as one of you.
Why in the fuck?
It's one of the more ridiculous concepts in religion.
Why do you want to eat somebody that's dead? That's what it is, right?
Well, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. But if it did, you'd be eating somebody's dead flesh.
Right. And let's say you're having a dinner with your friend, and he's like, here, this is my body. Do this in remembrance of me.
Oh, my God. What? Suck my dick.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, I can see, you know, have a drink in my memory, guys, or whatever.
Yeah,
but not,
sure.
This is my blood. This is my body. And the Catholics are like, oh, my God. It's
have a Tostito.
It's totes his body.
I'm a jalapeno pepper. But anything you put in that fucking... Oh, God.
My left butt cheek is Cool Ranch.
Right.
Try it.
Wow. That's a weird X power. But I transform into Cool Ranch and fight Nazis. But, like, it goes into the bread, the Tostito, the jalapeno popper, the fish stick, goes in a thing, and it comes after it sits in the thing. Then it turns into like Jesus's toes or something like that, right? Right?
Well, you know, I guess.
I mean, you know, what's it called though? The
sepulcher?
The sepulcher? I don't even know what the fuck.
The little house that they put the Jesus bread in when they're done.
Is that what it's called?
The unfinished, the leftovers.
What is it?
The leftover. The sepulcher.
Sepulcher.
The
sepulcher, baby.
Chambers goes on to say, the language doesn't want us to use critical thinking about it, but I mean, they're asking for us to eat the ghost of a 2,000-year-old carpenter, you know?
That's fucked up!
And then at the same time, he's not only a ghost, but he's actually real.
Right.
So he's a ghost, and it's human flesh at the same time, and he's 2,000 years old.
Is God?
Oh, it's old.
Yeah.
It's 2,000-year-old flesh.
You know, this is very confusing.
Might be a little stringy.
Oh, yes. No, there's nothing good about this. Is God the same thing as Jesus? He's not, right?
Who are we talking to, Catholics? Catholics believe it's the Holy Trinity.
Right.
So, yes.
But evangelicals...
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Ghost are all one entity.
But the evangelicals are always saying the following so fast. They say it so fast. Jesus, Son, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Jesus, Son, Holy Ghost. So is that one person?
Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Well, that's you. That's Catholics.
Well, it's they're similar.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're not. What the Catholics...
Well, the hell-bound Protestants broke off from the Catholics.
Well, all I know... If
Catholics
you're not,
are doing it first.
If you're not dunking your head, have fun in hell. Eat all the haunted bread you want. You're frying in damnation
I'm
flames.
Probably going to fry. I think I just got dribbled on when I was a kid.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, that's not going
to
do
that's
it.
That's all they do to you.
You and Stephen Fry are going to roast in flames.
With water, I mean.
Right.
So Ireland, there were complaints filed against that. What
Come
we just
on.
Listened to in Ireland. And they tried to prosecute that comedian for saying haunted bread and being blasphemous. And that didn't fly after public outcry either. So then people are like, well, this just needs to go.
Religion?
This blasphemy law. Fuck your blasphemy. Yeah.
The problem with religion is the people that are into it are... You know, God, I don't know. I'm trying not to say anything shitty, but it's just never going away, right? It's never going away. There's always going to be people looking up the sky saying, oh, there's somebody up there pulling the strings, you know, giving you cancer, helping Notre Dame win, ruining the Cubs' chance for another fucking ring. There's always a God in the sky doing shit.
So
hate that.
They petitioned they sent an open letter to the Taoiseach Enda Kenny.
Okay, to Kenny.
Taoiseach is their it's Gaelic for prime minister. That's what they're called. That's what they're called there in the Taoiseach. I know how this is pronounced, but it's in Gaelic. It's Taoiseach.
It's been that's Taoiseach.
Yes. If you look at it phonetically in English, it's Taoiseach. Taoiseach. Taoiseach.
Like that. Why do they do it Taoiseach. Like that? Why?
It's actually more. I don't speak Gaelic, but it's there's a
right.
There's a gurgle in there somewhere. Taoiseach.
Does she know?
Taoiseach.
That's so fun. How do you get your mouth to do all that fucked up shit?
Gaelic is a fuck. Right. There was 10 minutes I looked at, like, maybe learning a few words in Gaelic.
I'm sure,
like,
that.
Fuck this.
Right. I'm sure.
Fuck
that,
it.
Yeah. I'm sure in the Catholic Church, how do you get your mouth to do all that fucked up shit has been said many times.
Yeah. The priest will be happy to show you.
Oh, yes.
So congratulations to one of my motherlands.
Oh yeah, congrats. Good job.
Joining the 21st century.
Right.
Your motherland joined a long time ago.
Oh yeah.
Germany.
Well, they've got issues.
The whole religion thing.
Right.
They had
issues.
Significant issues.
And they take that shit seriously, and so, you know.
Right. They kind of learned from their fascisty ways.
We haven't learned jack fucking shit.
Yeah,
Pat.
We're trying to learn fascisty ways.
Oh yes.
Not learn from them.
Ooh.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Oh my god.
And have a good weekend on the good Irish news.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 PM Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then iTunes, Stitcher, your favorite app, and that crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Back with more of this bullshit. I'm sure there'll be a ton of news on Monday.
Yes. Resist, motherfucker.
I mean, if the gays want to go out and do their gay sex, that's one thing.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.